Zog the Mishnah, real property can be acquired with money, star, or chazaka. Movable property can only be acquired with mashicha. Zog the Mishnah Vaita. Movable property can be acquired along with real property, known as kinyan agav, when the real property is acquired with money, star, or chazaka. Movable property can create an obligation to swear on real property, even though normally we don't swear on real property, but along with its obligation to swear on the movable property, you'd have to swear on the real property as well. How do we know that real property can be acquired with money? Chizki said, the pasuk says, sodis bekezev yiknu. That pasuk then says, the cost of basef v'chasoyim. So maybe the money only works when there's a star along with it. And for the Gemara, since the word yiknu is written only after the mention of money, the pasuk teaches kinyan is made with money, and the star is only there to evidence the sale as a raya. Rav said money only works in a place where there is no custom to write a star on the sale. If the custom is to write a star, the sale is not final until the star is written and given over. However, if the buyer specifically states that he wants to be able to choose whether the sale becomes final with money or with a star, he may do so even if it doesn't fit with the custom. Your Rav Edi Bar Oven would do this. When he would buy land, he would say, if I choose to have the money finalize the sale, so be it. And he would do so to prevent the seller from backing out once the money was given to him. And if he said, if I choose to have the shtar finalize the sale, so be it. He would do so to allow Rav Edi himself to back out until the shtar was actually handed over. How do we know real property can be acquired with shtar? It can't be based on a pasuk of a kosa basef v'chasoim, because we said that pasuk only refers to document of proof, not of acquisition. The Gemara says, the pasuk says, v'ekach es sefer ha-mikna. Shmuel said real property can be acquired with a star only when the property is being transferred as a gift. However, if it's a sale, the money must be given to make the acquisition effective. Rav Nuna asked, the Bryce says that a star can be used for acquisition of sale and makes no mention of money. He answered, the Bryce is talking about a case where the person is selling the field because of poor quality. In that case, the seller wants the sale to take effect even without having received the money. Rav Ashi gives another answer. He says the Bryce is discussing a case of a gift. The reason he made it sound like a sale, that the recipient of the gift would be in a better position and could collect for the field if it was ever taken away from him. As a Chrayas. How do we know that real property can be acquired with Chazaka? Chizkiya said, the Pasuk says, Ushvu be'arechem asher tefastem. In the yeshiva of Yishmol, they said we can learn from the Pasuk of Yerishtem oisa v'yishavtem bo. Mishnah says, "V'she'en la'machrayis einiknim elu b'mashicha." The Gemara says this based on the pasuk of "V'chisimkru mimkla misecha ikonim yad misecha." The teacher that is acquired by being passed from hand to hand, mashicha. According to Rabbi Yochanan, in fact, who says that derais movable property is acquired with money, how will he explain the Mishnah? The Gemara says the Tana of the Mishnah only lists the kinyan that was enacted by the rabbanon for movable properties, meaning the kinyan of mashicha. Mishnah says, "Nechasa she'en la'machrayis." In fact, how do we know this concept of kinyan? Agav, Chizki said the pasuk says, "Va'yitin lahem aviyem matonois," and it says, "Im orei mitzurois biyuh." Does the movable property being acquired with the kinyan agav have to be piled onto the real property that's being acquired or not? Rabbi Yosef said, Mishnah says, Rabbi Akiva says, any minute piece of land can be used for kinyan agav. Now, if the movable property has to be piled onto the land, how can that be? What can be acquired with a minute piece of land? Shmuel Bissin said, the Mishnah may be discussing the case of putting a needle onto that land to be cutting the needle along with the land. Rabbi Yosef asked, do you think the Tana would teach a whole case just to deal with the acquisition of a needle? Rashi said, why not? It's possible that the needle to have a precious diamond on it that's worth a lot of money. Maybe we can answer the question from the following braisa, in which Rabbi Loza said that a person once wanted to give a lot of movable property away, so he bought a base sela of land, presumably a piece of land the size of a sela coin, and he gave away hundreds of animals and barrels using a kinyan agav on that piece of land. Now, that those type of items can't be piled onto the land, and they wouldn't fit, and yet we see it worked. You see, the chayyur doesn't have to be piled onto the land. The Gemara says, no, the land was actually a large piece of land that could hold all the items. The reason it's referred to as a base sela, because it was a rocky land. It wasn't something that can be planted on. The Gemara tries again. Maybe we can answer the question from a story of a person who was looking to give away a number of items. So he bought a small parcel of land and said, I hereby give this square tefach to so-and-so with kinyan agav, and I give 100 animals and 100 barrels along with it. So now that amount of items can't fit onto a piece of land that small. It must be that it does not have to be piled into the land. The Gemara said the case was where he wanted to give money equal to the 100 animals and barrels. In fact, this makes sense, because if he wanted to give actual items, why was he told that the only way he can give these items away is with kinyan agav? Why couldn't he use kinyan of chalipin? It must be he was transferring money. In fact, if he was transferring money, why couldn't he use the kinyan mashicha for the money? Why was he told that his only option was kinyan agav? It must be that the recipient was not present to make mashicha. We can give that same answer, that the recipient was not there to do chalipin. If so, there's no proof to say that the case is discussing the transfer of money rather than the actual items. In fact, why couldn't he have someone else do the mashicha for the recipient? After the Gemara, he was afraid that the person would then take the items for himself. That's what he was meant when he said, "Bazoi, your only option, based on the way you feel, is to make a kinyan agav." The Gemara tries again. Maybe we can answer the question from the famous story in the Mishnah, where Rabbi Gamliel was on a ship and realized he forgot to take Meiser off his produce back home. So he immediately designated a portion of his tefillah for Meiser Rishon and said it's hereby given to Yeshua, and the place underneath it is rented to him so he can be kainet. He then did a similar exercise with Meiser Ani Rabbi Akiva, who was the Gabbai Tzedakah. Now, since he rented then the land under which the Meiser was sitting, we see that the items must be piled onto the land to make Kinyan Agav. Gemara said, no, maybe they only did so so that Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Akiva did not feel a rush to remove the produce from this land. Okay, maybe we can answer the question from Halacha stated by Rechiah Bar Oven in the name of Ahuna, who said that if a seller writes a shtar for sale for a piece of land without the buyer present, which is something that may be done, as soon as the buyer makes chazaka in the field, he's automatically kainin the shtar wherever it may be. We see that the shtar does not have to be in the field in order to be kainin with Kinyan Agav. I said, no, maybe that the case of the shtar for the field is different because the shtar is the means by which someone holds onto the land and is therefore kainin without having to come onto the concept altogether of Kinyan Agav. Yeah, but we have clearly learned that the halacha of Rav Chiya is an example of the concept of Kinyan Agav. And this is a clear proof that we do not need the items to be piled onto the land for a Kinyan Agav to be effective. Shma Aminah.